Respected listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we've connected with Mufti Hassan Ali Suleiman. Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Saab. How's everything on your side there in Pakistan? You said you've got rain after quite some time.
A little more bearable now to walk around. From 11 to, well, almost all day, it's so difficult to walk around here in the last about 6 weeks, I say. Very, very hot, record heat. So, yes, we got some rain yesterday, and so it's a little bit better now. Alhamdulillah, Allah is merciful.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Here in South Africa, currently the winds were a bit bad. They call it the gale force winds. And it's been pretty cold. Yesterday, they said, was about the coldest day in Gauteng, where we are. So the weather in different parts of the world, it's some places it's quite dangerous. Other places it's good, beneficial. They, of course, the West, they say they've got control over this climate change. So I say it's like taking a rock, throw it in the sky, and when it falls back on your head, that's your efforts on climate change.
Exactly.
So,
SubhanAllah.
They just claim...
Yeah, it's also very, very hot in New York, where I'm from. So, yeah, in different parts of the world, different experiences. But for you right now, it is wintertime, correct, in South Africa?
Yes, gee, it is wintertime in South Africa.
Sense now.
But it's pretty, it started off, it was like a delay in the start of winter. So they also said climate change and all of this, wherever they are, whatever they're doing. And it's just strange the amount of money that they collect for this. And they say, we're working on it. Working on what? So,
is working on the scientists, huh?
Yeah.
The thing that is created is working on the creator. I don't think so.
But the tragedy of all of this is the Muslims that fall for this. But that's just, I think it's like we said yesterday, that the modern Mary once was Miriam. Now she's become the modern Mary. And they're all affected by all of this here. So, at the moment, I heard in Pakistan, and you can just confirm this, there is efforts to ban for this 10 days or so because of the Kufar Shia and their propaganda or something of that sort, to ban social media. Is this, how is that going? I'm connecting with you via social media, so I couldn't understand that statement or that effort.
They have been going back and forth with that for a while. About banning social media, so I haven't heard anything new. You has enlightened me on what's going on. But they always during the Shia celebrations or whatever you want to call it during Muharram, they try to shut down Facebook and these other social media channels. Because sometimes people go to these what parades or whatever you call it, demonstrations or whatever, and they'll use their phone, okay, to be the remote control for setting off a bomb, okay. There's several years that happened where bombs were placed during the parades. And they use phones to do that. They use mobile phones. So sometimes they just cut off the mobile phone altogether, not just social media, but mobile phones altogether, especially on the 9th and the 10th of Muharram.
So, yeah, I got the article here. Chief Minister Maryam Nawaz, I don't know if that's Shahbaz Sharif's daughter or who is this here, but anyway.
Well, that's Nawaz Sharif's daughter.
Okay. Yeah, so Chief Minister Maryam Nawaz, the Cabinet Committee, they've put out a ruling, an order, And this is a recommendation. So I don't think it's enforced because me and you wouldn't be able to connect otherwise. So it is on banning all social media platforms, YouTube, X, WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok from during the 6th of Muharram right up until the 11th of Muharram. So the dates, Gregorian calendar, 13th of July to the 18th. So in certain areas. So over 200, 100,
Okay.
yeah, it's mentioned there.
She's not the prime minister. She's only the chief minister of Punjab. So maybe this only affects Punjab. I'm in Sindh. I'm in Karachi. Karachi is in Sindh. So that may also be a reason why we're able to get through.
Okay, all right. So we were supposed to, in our discussion, it started a bit late, but Alhamdulillah, we make shukr to Allah Azawajal for connecting. The topic of Khilafat, and we wanted to just put off, sort of make ends meet. Last time we discussed about Mufti Taqi Uthmani's answer that he gave on Khilafat, is it time for Khilafat? And Mufti Saab, you said that inshallah we will have another discussion on this because there were still outstanding points. Mufti Saab, can you give us updates?
I got the book that, and I'm doing a little history now, and I see that this he wrote a book, Mufti Taqi Usmani Saab, and because they had a 2-week conference in Darul Uloom in 1995, okay, about politics and Islam and other political systems outside of Islam, etc. Okay, they're trying to bring together the idea that most Muslims feel that politics and Islam is separate. Okay, not understanding that Islam encompasses everything. Okay, and so they transcribed all the speeches, okay, and put it into Urdu, and it was well received. And it was so well received that they decided to translate it into Arabic, okay? And that was well received. So they said, okay, well, let's do something with this, English now. So now they've finally done something with English. So that 5-minute question and answer that that we listened to last week. So that was based on this conference that was 29 years ago.
Mufti
Okay,
Saab,
that was his answer.
were you there?
Yes.
Were you there for that conference?
Excuse me?
Were you
Did I
there?
go?
Yes.
No, that was the second year I was in Pakistan. So no, I hadn't really started studying or anything like that, and I
Okay.
had no knowledge of Urdu. I didn't know what was going on. So no, it was like the next year. I came in 94 and this happened in 95.
Okay.
So no, I wasn't a part of it. Okay. So that was it. So now there's a book. It's made into a book. And so now I downloaded that book. And this week I've been reading a little bit of it. Okay, it's not easy to go through. Mufti Taqi writes and speaks in high Urdu, so of course it was in high English. But I was a little disappointed what he was saying, although I understood. I compared it to Tabligh Jamaat. Okay, we talked to the Jamaat workers and told them, how come you're not going to the non-Muslims? All right, Tabligh is going to non-Muslims. Okay, it's not going to Muslims. And so the answer quite often that we get is that because our iman is weak, okay, we have to build up the iman of the Muslims first, and then we can go to the non-Muslims. And for that reason, we put like jihad on the side, and we have to hold that in abeyance. All right. So Mufti Taqi is saying this thing with nation states, okay, is something that's foreign to Islam, a nation state. Okay. We should be under Khalifa, okay? But then he starts out by saying, but this we have to be practical about this because there is no Khalifa right now, And if we were to implement it right away, then there'll be a lot of bloodshed. Okay? And so now I had mentioned this last week, that part, I agree that there would be bloodshed. Okay? Because I said that General Zia-Huq, rahmatullah alayhi, who was the president of Pakistan, had met with Dr. Abdul Hai, rahmatullah alayhi. And Dr. Abdul Hai told him that, listen, you have to bring the Sharia or else you'll be questioned on Qiyamah. And so the general, he did that. He tried to do that. He said, I'll do it within 90 days. And before the 90 days were over, he was shaheed by America. Mm. Okay? But I said, if he had gone through with this, he would have had to have killed at least 100,000 Muslims because in Pakistan, because we don't want the deen. All right, and that's the bottom line. We give lip service to the deen, but we really don't want it in our heart. So Mufti Taqi is saying that there would be a lot of bloodshed. And so for that reason, he looks to do it in a different way to bring caliphate. But I feel that like Ali radiallahu anhu and like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, all right, when there was a rebellion in the beginning of their caliphate, they brought out the sword. All right, so it's not a matter of waiting until the iman gets better or until the constitution of Pakistan gets closer to it and it's to the Sharia. No, go for it. So I disagree in that manner with the respected Maulana.
And Mufti Saab, we appreciate your response because you are there and you see what's happening exactly and your experiences as well. Now, as you're speaking now, we've just got a minute left, and Mufti Saab, you can just answer this within a minute, inshallah, that if you see Hamas, if we just use this, and the Mujahideen in Palestine, if they had to say that, okay, let's wait for the iman of the Palestinians to get better, then we'll respond. So where would Gaza be, or what would happen exactly? Would there be Gaza still?
Well, they would be eliminated even quicker. when they broke away from Russia, okay, Dudayev, who was the president there, he sent 25 of his citizens to Darul Uloom to become ulama so they could implement the Sharia. Okay, in Shushan, but this was in 95, okay, and then Russia invaded Shushan, okay, so the teachers in Darul were telling the people, you can't go back to Shushan, you got to stay here and learn the deen and establish the work of Dawah, et cetera, et cetera. He said, brother, what are you talking about? We're a country of 2 million people, and there's 1 million Russian troops in our country. If we stay here and doing tabligh and what have you, when we go back, there'll be nothing to go back to. This is similar to what you're saying now with Gaza. Yeah, we can't win. You got to pick up the sword. With us, with Islam, is simple. The sword or sabr. And with the sabr is the dua. And it's the part, okay? And it's not enough, okay? But there is no third, there's no third way.
Yeah, but it is true on that angle, as you've said also, that we do agree that with the Khilafat at this particular juncture, because if you're going to bring in countries who are so-called Muslim, we've seen Tajikistan, we spoke about Dagestan, all the muftis they are giving fatwa, that to ban, imagine the laws of Allah Azza wa Jal, just to make a statement of that nature is so critical. So if you have this coalition or this group together, what mayhem isn't it going to cause in the world? So from that angle, yes, we will give it. But of course, those who are in truth, they should establish, inshallah. And like Mulana A.S. Desai Saab said, we will give you the command then to say now it is time. But as for the moment, we need to just hold on and wait for that call, inshallah. And in the meantime, inshallah, we have to work on our iman. That's the crux of it. Mufti Saab, we appreciate your time. We do apologize
Well,
again
thank you for having me.
for the delay. Make dua for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.